This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday afternoon. Hour number two brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL no huddle just a couple of minutes away. Get back into a few different Falcons topics at 12:20. The back page with Bo at 12:40 as well. And what else? Oh, yeah, we just saw Kyren Williams. Kyren Williams just got a deal with the Rams. Obviously, Caleb McGarry got an extension yesterday with the Falcons. So it's that time of year.
Yeah.
You extend the guys you like on your team, and good for those guys.
Yeah, and the thing with the Williams deal is we know that James Cook is up there in Buffalo, and he's holding in. Actually, went out there the first couple of days, and then once the football stuff, he's just like, I'm cool. And so he's waiting on a new deal. Just back-to-back really good seasons for them. And I don't know where he's like. I know it was earlier, and they were talking about 15 somewhere around there. And maybe this is something where the Rams wanted to get out ahead of before maybe Cook got his. And now maybe there's a barometer where Cook and the Bills could come to a common ground on a new deal. So, I mean, usually when you see these guys come down, I go back to when the receiver market hit, back when Dez and Bebe and Julio, all of them got their deal. They wait for the first guy to come, and then it all came down like that. And then suddenly it jumped. That's why Julio wanted more money.
Right.
But, if they can find a way right now, because there's kind of like a template out there when you think about where Williams got his, where Christian McCaffrey is.
Saquon's.
No, I don't think he's going to get no Saquon.
No, Saquon. I don't think anyone's going like up that. There. I'm looking at him right now, just
right.
Sort of where the top guys
right.
are and where James Cook might have his head. Like you said, McCaffrey's an average of 19 a year. Derrick Henry's right around 15 a year. Jonathan Taylor is at 14 a year with the Colts.
When's the last time? Has he played since he got that contract?
No, he hasn't, which is not helping the argument for people that want him. But then you got guys like Barkley and Henry who, you know, have.
Yeah.
Kamara's 12.5. Josh Jacobs is at 12 and on down. So, yeah, probably right around in there. And like you said, Kyren just was in that neighborhood. And that's the next one that happens in the league. My mind always comes back here and just thinks about what if Bijan does what he's capable of this year, what that number looks like.
You better extend him as soon as the season's over with.
Yeah. Because he'll be in that McCaffrey Saquon neighborhood.
Yes. Extend him if all goes well, if he's healthy. If he's healthy, all is gonna go well. Because that dude is just a straight up baller. Oh yeah, you better jump on. I'm talking about the first order of business, because you get the Kirk Cousins money off the books, do it. Well, you got him and Drake, and I would anticipate, and I do believe this, if everything goes right, they're both going to do what they did last year, maybe better. You got to get both of them locked up next year.
Yeah, no, that's an interesting discussion. We'll get back into that in about
15
minutes.
There's somebody else.
Well, there might be.
Who?
There's a number four overall pick that – is on the final year of his rookie deal.
They got this thing that the players hate.
Yeah. That's a fully guaranteed.
Yeah, it is.
And it's expensive.
Yeah, it is.
But, hey, but, he's a candidate for it.
But damn sure is.
Yeah, that's interesting. Hadn't thought about that. I don't even know what that number would look like for next year because some of those tight ends make a lot of money,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, buddy.
Some of those tight ends make an awful lot of money. Well, even the fifth year option on a number four pick is a lot of money.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
I don't know how much more the salary or the franchise tag at tight end would be than the fifth year on a number four pick.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, so maybe, I don't know. Interesting. We'll get back into that in about 15 minutes with McGarry signing his deal yesterday and still some questions about who could potentially project it at 16, which is okay. That's right around where it is for the fifth year thing. Anyway, let's get to an NFL no huddle. NFL no huddle every single day to lead the noon hour. Mentioned the Kyren Williams contract. Caleb McGarry gets a 2-year deal extension yesterday worth $30 million, locking him up through 2027. So that Falcons offensive line is intact.
Yeah.
I mean, those guys are all signed beyond next season. Hopefully Neusel plays well. I know Dukes and Bell are going to have him on this afternoon, so you get a chance to hear from Ryan Neusel. But hopefully he plays well. You're going to see this five. The question just for me is, like, Jake Matthews, incredible, the run that he's been on.
Yes.
But at some point.
Sometimes
like
you might want to start looking at.
He is, yeah. I mean, he's on the back end of it. Like, he's older.
Yeah. And another guy we did. Bergeron's also.
That Bergeron would be up for it, too.
Yeah, man.
That's right.
So, I mean, but anyway, we'll get into this. Yeah. But, good for Caleb. I mean, I think that, you know. When you look at it, who said it? I think Conte said it yesterday. It seems like it's the right number for him, you know, and he ain't terrible. You know what I mean? I think, and a lot of times we always talk about it, he can have 70 great plays and give up one sack, and you think he sucks because he gave up the one sack.
Yep.
You know, and we know back now that I think we talked to Rob, when you look at these pass rushers, the team's got two of them. Because the best pass rusher would always just rush over the left tackle. Now they're everywhere. The best, when you look at some of the highest paid tackles, I mean defensive ends in ball, they rush from his side. Mm-hmm. When you look at Watt, you look at Bosa, Miles goes back and forth. But those type guys, Crosby plays on that side. And so when you look at where the importance of the right tackle is nowadays in the passing game just as much as the run game, he's about right.
It's been a good offseason for tackles. It's always a good offseason for tackles.
Especially his. But. I was looking up his agency, the agency that he worked, that represents Top of him, and they got the kid in Indianapolis, the tackle just got paid.
Okay.
They had him. And so, like you said, it's been a nice run for tackles who ain't at an All-Pro or Pro Bowl.
Yeah, for good tackles.
For good tackles.
Yeah. I think that's got to now make him the richest guy ever from Fife.
You think so?
I think so. Mark Emmert. Remember the former NCAA dork?
Yeah.
He's from Fife, too.
Okay.
But he's not as rich as Caleb.
Oh, no. Caleb can buy it, too. Can he buy Fife?
Close. He's close. He could buy the poodle dog, probably. No one knows what we're talking about, but it's all right. It's Fife. Fife, Washington. It's a great place. It's a paradise. DK Metcalf says, the Steelers have the best defense he's ever seen. Well, that's funny. He plays for the Steelers now. It's weird that he didn't.
Yeah, well,
he feels that way.
He didn't play for that team, that defense in Seattle.
No, he didn't.
He didn't play for that. And the Seattle defense that he was on.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, the Steelers are a good defense. They got great personnel. I think adding Jalen Ramsey is just an A-plus move by them. But
they're interesting to me.
They just are. Because, you know, Aaron's coming off Aaron, he's 40, whatever, but he's coming up the second year of the Achilles.
Yep.
He's in a system where. That Arthur wants to run the football.
Yep.
I don't know how good the offensive line is.
I don't either.
I don't.
But it does seem like, and I don't know how much this matters.
Broderick Jones need to get his blank together.
The thing that matters most is their ability to protect him.
Yes.
But like it seems like his level of respect for Tomlin is greater than any coach he's had in
a
long time.
I agree.
And again, I don't know how much that matters if he's on his backside the whole time and he's 41.
Yeah.
Then that doesn't. But I don't know. There's something about that. Just, I don't know, am I starting to buy into it a little bit?
No.
A little bit.
I think we buy into Tomlin.
I think I'm buying in a little bit.
I think we buy into Tomlin.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think that's
Aaron looked okay at times last year.
He was fine. And I think the biggest thing when you look at, like, stats for quarterbacks and that unforgiving QBR stat and things like that, and it's like when were the yards thrown and everything like that, 30 touchdowns.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, but then you go back to, what the hell was in the game? Because you always go look back at a line and not necessarily what happened and what transpired throughout the game for them having to do this and having to do that.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I think the biggest thing for me is the relationship between him, to my Aaron, and Arthur Smith.
Yeah, it could be great.
Because you ain't finna talk to Arthur Smith any kind of way. You ain't finna be rolling your eyes at Arthur Smith no kind of way.
No, it could be great,
yes,
or it could be terrible.
Yes.
Like, that's one of the,
yes,
it could go both ways situations in the NFL this year. There's a lot of them. Right. Miami has one.
Right.
Like, there's a lot of them. But that, I don't know, they're just an interesting team.
They are.
They have
a lot
of talent on that roster.
And think about Arthur likes shifts and motions.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron does not.
True.
You know, and so that's one of those give and take type things.
Kevin O'Connell, the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, who are also a really interesting team. Like, he's won with a lot of different quarterbacks the last handful of years. He says J.J. McCarthy will play in the preseason.
Yeah, I mean,
he
didn't play at all last year.
Sorry, he was going to say it.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That's okay. My bad.
Go ahead.
We've got that plan in place. I've not talked to him about it. We're so day-to-day right now. So I'll update him on that plan first, and then let you guys know. But, yeah, I do plan on playing J.J. Saturday, which I think we've kind of talked about before.
Well, I mean, he was handed the keys to a championship roster.
Yep.
Because they are stacked. They got a hell of an offensive line. We know that defense with Flo is funky. One of the best receiving corps in the league. A nice tight end. Got nice runners. Him. I mean, they told Sam Darnold, who threw for 4,000 yards, 30 touchdowns, bye. We got this guy.
They've won 14 games two of the last 3 years.
Yes, I mean, they are
Cousins, and then he got hurt, and then Darnold.
They are one of the best well-run organizations in ball.
And I just think he's a really good play caller.
Their GM is a star.
Yeah.
Kevin O'Connell is a hell of a – they got a head coach, and we know probably would have been a head coach already if all that other stuff didn't happen and flow. I mean, they got everything. This dude just don't wreck the car, you know, and they had enough confidence in him. And I'm one of the guys who, and I said, I didn't say this as much about Bo Nix, but I don't know what to expect from J.J. McCarthy. I know when he was projected to come here, I was like, hell no, damn, J.J. McCarthy? But he knows, one thing about it, he's a hell of an athlete.
Yeah.
Very athletic kid. Got a nice arm, can make throws. He just ain't played.
He's won a ton. And not to say that winning in college always translates, because it doesn't always translate, but he has. Like, every time he's played, and they went undefeated, right? His last year at Michigan, they won the national championship. So
he was a big part of that.
He was. And you know, obviously he didn't throw the ball a ton, but in games where they asked him to throw the ball, he did it pretty well.
Yep.
So we'll see. But that's a very interesting – the roster's built. The quarterback's a question mark.
Yep.
That's obviously a huge question mark. But, you know, there's a number of places around the league that are like that. You just brought one up. I think Denver's like that, too.
Yeah.
And you listen to some people, man.
You listen to Sean Payton.
People are – yeah, and that's true. And I think that's what's happening.
That's exactly
what happened. Sean Payton is raving about Bo Nix, and then all the media that he's saying that to are running with it.
Yeah.
But the Bo Nix hype train is rolling.
He played well, and I just go back to that damn throw he made against Cincinnati. I'm talking about barreling down on him in the clutch late in the fourth quarter and just throws an absolute damn dime. I was like, oh, yeah, this dude. And then he had the right coach. And they are, I'm telling you, they're going to be a problem because that defense is funky.
Defense is great. No question about it. What else did we want? Is there anything else? The Browns added another quarterback.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's funny.
Pro Bowler.
I know they added another Pro Bowl quarterback. Tyler Huntley's there, man. It's amazing that all them damn quarterbacks and the oldest dude that's there is the only one that's healthy.
They got two Super Bowl winning quarterbacks and a Pro Bowler.
Yep. Look, I mean.
And two rookies.
The sky's the limit for them.
It's a weird quarterback depth chart.
The sky's the limit.
And the only one that's healthy is the older than me.
Yes.
Like, that's all right.
He's not playing this weekend.
Nope, he's not playing this weekend.
Oh, my God. Is Huntley going to start? No.
Well, everybody else is hurt.
Everybody's hurt.
Everybody else is hurt. And they're not going to put Flacco out there in game one of the preseason. Huntley's going to go out there and ball.
You know he is. I don't know. Why did they put him at the second guy? Unbelievable. You get an opportunity and your ass get hurt.
Keeps on giving. All right, we'll come back. We'll get into some of those Falcons conversations we were discussing. Caleb McGarry getting his deal. Anybody else that might before the season starts or who's up next as well? And a couple of other Falcons conversations too. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday afternoon. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. 20 minutes away from the back page with Bo. We'll get back into a couple of different Falcons topics in just a minute. I want to let you know about a fun promotion we have going on. Not going to be fun for the players that get cut. Cut down day is what every football player dreads, Randy. But this year, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is celebrating cut down day by giving you a chance to cut down your yard in style. On August 27th at 4 p.m., when the pro football cut deadline hits, we'll be giving one lucky listener a Rolux Reel Mower, chance to win the ultimate tool in cutting down your yard in style. Contest, why are you looking at me like that? For contest rules and to enter, visit 92.9thegame.com. It's a nice lawnmower.
It's an awesome lawnmower.
I picked mine up, my new one, picked mine up last week.
I can't wait to see the results of it.
My lawn's going to be beautiful.
It is beautiful. You show me the picture. It is very nice. Beautiful, beautiful lawnmower. How the heck? What the heck? Who wrote that?
I don't know who writes those.
Cut down day.
Yeah, cut down day.
Our players losing their damn career.
Yeah. We're going to give out a lawnmower. Maybe one of those guys can win it.
Oh, you know? I mean, it is a beautiful, beautiful. And I love the fact that they picked you to be the endorser of it and all those different things.
Well, this has nothing to do with me. This is a station-wide contest.
Yeah, but these are your people, though.
Yeah, these are my
these
folks.
Are people. Yeah, they're your people. And I love the fact that you get to endorse them because it's true.
I really like my lawn.
You love your lawn.
Yeah.
But, yeah, person's career, huh?
Well, you know, it doesn't have to be a bad day for everybody. And who knows? Maybe like, I don't know. Let's see.
Don't do that.
Let's
look. Don't do that.
Maybe like David Sills could.
David Sills been balling.
Okay. Well, all right. Then maybe Dylan Drummond could go over to 92.9thegame.com and enter to win.
Maybe.
So, yeah. All right. I got cut. Aw, shucks. But Now I can go cut my grass.
There we go. I hear that, man. I have a question for you, Buck, and I'm serious about this question because it happens when I'm up here flying. Why do we have toilet seats?
Why do we have
toilet seats? Why can't you just make the bowl the same size as everybody has? The reason I ask that because in Buffalo we used to play the Bills. The Bills didn't have toilet seats; they just had the circles.
They just had thick toilets.
Yeah, they had thick toilets. Huh. You could just sit on it. You didn't have to lift up nothing. What is the point of this lid in here? This toilet lid that has the little cutout in the middle.
Yeah, I don't. It's a good question. I think.
I'm just curious.
I think the idea is for us when we go in there and do that, we'll lift it up.
Yes, you're supposed to lift it.
Do you?
Yes, every time. I use my foot to lift it up.
Yeah, good call.
Yes.
Well, that's why. So then we put it back down, and then the ladies go in there to use it. There's no pee on it.
So then why don't all toilets have that?
Well, what do you mean? Well, my toilet has my lid goes up and down.
But that one right there.
Oh, why does that one have the gap in the front?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why public toilets always have the gap in the front and the toilets at home are a full oval.
All right.
I don't know the answer.
Okay.
But I understand why they don't just make thick toilets because people have bad aim. If you had a thick toilet, then you can't lift it up and have more, spray zone.
All right. I'm just curious because, again, I've been to visiting locker rooms and there was no toilet lid. Hell, it wasn't even a toilet drawer most times. And it was just a damn commode. Like your grandma called it a damn commode.
Uh-huh.
And there you go.
Well, I guess in that situation, they assumed only dudes were going to be using it.
Okay.
So they weren't worried about it.
Okay.
Plus, I don't know, maybe they like football players pee on the seat. Who cares? Like, he's going to sit on it. He's a sweaty football ass anyway. I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay. All right, that's good.
But you do bring up a good question, though, as to why public toilet seats have the gap in the front, that little front gap.
Yes.
But the seat at your house is a full oval.
Right.
Because, like, if you're lifting it up, any way to use it, what's that gap for?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Do you have a theory, Abe?
You want an answer?
Oh, Abe knows. Abe knows.
God.
Okay. Not only a theory, Abe has the answer.
Well, I mean,
hold on.
A base level of research.
Base yourself.
It says multiple spots online that the gap at the front of the seat is designed to facilitate personal hygiene, allowing users, especially women, to clean themselves more easily without touching the seat.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Right. There you go.
Okay.
That was just us not knowing that.
That makes sense.
And how would you?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That makes sense.
Okay. There you go. It's for the ladies.
It's for the ladies.
And we're all about the ladies.
Yeah.
Here on the Midday Show.
If you ain't know, that's why we ask the questions that we ask.
Speaking of that, I might as well tell this story. Got up in the middle of the night last night. It was a rough night last night, man. I don't know. First day of school, I guess, maybe. I don't know. They both slept awful. Like, it was an all-night thing. Like, I don't know. I don't know if I had my watch on or not, but if I had my sleep tracker on, it was a rough one. It was going to be a lot of awake.
Right.
And at one point, I stumbled to the bathroom, didn't put the seat up, forgot, just lazy, whatever, missed. And then my wife got up 2 seconds later to go to the bathroom. I was like, wait, let me run in there real quick. And I got in there early and cleaned it out. But I was like, I think I might have missed a little bit.
I don't.
You don't want to do that.
You don't want to do that.
You don't want a 4 a.m. sit down, what's all that anger. You don't need that rage.
Yeah, that's why I don't use my bathroom.
Oh, you go out?
Very rarely. Usually I'm up. Everybody sleeps, I go downstairs. The only time I come upstairs is the shower. And then to go to bed. Other than that, to get dressed. But then I don't spend.
But in the middle of the night, if you have to go to the bathroom,
I don't usually go in the middle of the night.
Oh,
yeah,
I've been doing that a lot.
Yeah, I'm always hydrated. But I mean, when I wake up, it's on.
This is something that has taken place over the last couple of years.
But usually, when I'm up, it's a
I'm a middle of the night peer.
Yeah, usually, but like around like 4:30, whenever.
Oh, okay.
I'm up.
Well, that's when I
I get
so
up.
You get up when I'm considering it my middle of the night pee.
Yeah.
And then I go back to sleep for a couple.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna read no sleep.
That's right. You don't sleep enough to get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. That makes sense. All right. Okay, so Caleb McGarry gets his deal yesterday. Any other players who could potentially get an extension before the season
begins? All the players I can see is probably Drake if they do it.
It's the only one that I could think of.
Or if they want to find some relief or something, do they redo Jesse's contract?
Oh, like a restructure or something like that?
Or an extension or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you can move
the money around.
Yeah, that's the only people I can think of.
Yeah, I could see those.
Does Long Snapper need one?
Right. <Yeah. laughs> I didn't even think they would get Caleb done, honestly, because we had talked a little bit about it being the final year of his deal coming into camp, and there was no smoke at all. There was no rumblings that was going to get done. It comes out yesterday at the end of the show.
You remember we had fun with? When he missed, and we were like, it's not contract. I was like, hell no.
Yeah, maybe it was.
Maybe it was.
maybe those, maybe it was. Uh, it was it, um, mandatory minicamp or whatever. Maybe those mandatory minicamps that Caleb McGarry missed was to send a little message.
Maybe it was.
Well, if it was, it worked. And he got 2 years and $30 million yesterday, so he'll be the right tackle for the next couple of years. I'm with you. I don't know. If I'm Drake London and it hasn't gotten done yet, it's because I don't like where they're at.
Market is right.
And I think if I play one more year and I build on what I've done for the last couple of years, I'm going to be the upper echelon wide receiver.
Could he go where DK is now as far as money wise?
That's a good question. Let me, because we did this just a minute ago with running backs and sort of what James Cook might be asking for now that Kyren Williams got a contract today, and then what that might mean for Bijan next year. Let me look real quick at where the wide receiver market is.
Look at Chase at 40.
Chase is at 40. He's the only one north of 40. Yeah. Justin Jefferson's average per year is 35.
Okay.
CDs is at 34, and then DK is at 33. Just like a hair under 33.
Okay.
I would say absolutely. Like, Garrett Wilson just got 32.5.
Yes.
And they're the same draft. So if Drake doesn't do it again, because Garrett Wilson's got done when? Just this offseason,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
So they're the same draft. So that would probably be the neighborhood right now, because their numbers from the last year have been
not that similar.
And he had a better year than Garrett Wilson had last year. Yeah. Garrett's just had probably over the course of 3 years, maybe a better 3 year
run.
But yeah, I could see if he has a really good year this year, I could see it being right around Justin Jefferson. I mean, 35?
Because the thing about Justin is Justin's a better receiver, but he did his deal 4 years ago.
Deal now is already a good deal for Justin Jefferson because of how talented he is.
Yes.
Jamar just got his, so his is at 40. The next big time receiver that comes up and wants a contract is going to want to be right around 40.
It's Drake and Puka.
Okay.
Yeah, Drake and Puka. And Puka's.
Yeah. When you saw what Cooper Kupp did with them.
Yes.
So, I mean, Puka's going to want to do that too.
Yes.
So, absolutely. I could see that being a big conversation next offseason. That's a lot of money.
Yes.
Bijan too. Yeah. I mean, that's going to be a big number for him if he plays really well this year. And then you mentioned this. I hadn't really considered this. Kyle Pitts plays well enough this season for them to want him back. There is an option of a franchise tag. Franchise tag would be about $16 million,
right?
Or at least it is this year for tight ends.
Right.
He's on a contract for like 10.5 this year because it's the fifth year option, right? Almost 11. It's fully guaranteed fifth year. I mean, that's not that different.
No, it's not. But I think, you know, when you look at where the market will go for tight ends, you got to view where. Because Brock can't have one after next season.
Yeah, Brock's not going to set the market for. He's doing the exact same thing in the NFL that he did in college.
Yes.
It's like he's not even up for a contract yet, and he's the best.
Yeah, so, I mean, and that's the only one you got to worry about if you're Atlanta and there's nobody.
Well, it's interesting, too. Like, the market per year at tight end right now, the high end of it is Kittle. Kittle just got his new deal, right? And that's 19.
Right.
Like, the franchise tag being 16 is not that far from there.
Right. And so, do you guys worry about other guys at this position, like Laporta? Dudes like that that are going to cash in.
Trey McBride got a big deal this offseason.
Trey got a nice deal too for one damn touchdown. But I mean,
but that's the thing. If he can get 19 per for that, Kyle's going to want that.
Hell yeah!
If he has a really good year this year,
why wouldn't I want that?
Yeah,
you know. But I think just the way the market is, it's crazy because Justin Jefferson, he's sitting there $5 million. Like, that was the thing about the Jamar Chase contract. And the damn Dak Prescott, y'all went above and beyond. You know what I mean? Like, above 35, $5 million over. You went above 55 for Dak.
Yeah.
Like, you had to give Jamar that. You had to give Dak no damn 60.
Yeah, again, I don't understand how this stuff works. I get how you want to set the market by a little bit. I don't understand how you do it by that much. And especially, all right, Jamar Chase is the best wide receiver in the NFL.
Yes.
Dak's not the best quarterback in the
NFL.
He's
not.
Like, he's good, but to set it by that much is crazy.
He's the best leverage guy.
No doubt. He's done a great job with that. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Babies,
mamas. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day as we broadcast live from Falcons training camp in Flowery Branch inside today. And it is it's nasty out there.
Yeah, like, man.
Gone outside, you know, because we're in the Ticketmaster studios, which are great, but there's no windows. But you go out into that lobby, you take a peek outside. It is.
Yeah, man.
It looks like November out there.
Yeah.
Like, it's just total crap. So,
it's been raining for two damn days straight.
Nonstop.
Yes.
Like, nonstop raining for 2 days.
Yes.
It's supposed to be better tomorrow, so I know that they did not have fans at practice today. They made the call early enough this morning, hopefully, for folks. You didn't drive all the way out here and then get turned away. But they moved practice inside the day. Should be back outside tomorrow, which means practice should be back open tomorrow,
right.
Which means we should be back outside tomorrow as well. But, yeah, the rare indoor practice day during training camp where Mother Nature just wasn't messing with us this week, Randy. They said, it's going to suck. It's going to be cold, and it's going to rain, and you guys are going to have to deal with it.
Yeah, man, and it's crazy because it's the first week of school.
It is.
Now, I will admit, this morning was night and day. From drop off to everything this morning, I was like, damn.
How so?
It was so fast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was fast to get to the school. Now you got to deal with all the whole maze of.
Okay. Now, talk to me because this is my, I'm totally new to it.
Right.
Yesterday was day one of kindergarten, and the drop off was different because you could walk them in.
Right.
Today was the drop off line.
All right.
So it was the first day that I've done the maze of the drop off line. How long does that generally take?
Samson's usually takes 30 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, all right. So if
minutes.
That's what's normal, then
yeah,
that's what's 30 normal.
30 minutes from house to house.
Yeah, that's pretty much what mine was today,
yeah.
too. Like, we took, you know, because the daycare is super close. So dropped off Jack, and then we get down there, and, you know, you kind of – you get there fine,
right.
but then you get into the school zone, and then it's like, all right.
Yeah.
You're not tardy till 7:50.
Right.
It was 7:22.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, we're good.
Right.
Like, and then it's 7:48 when she gets out of the car. And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
We were cutting it close.
They're not going to mark no kindergarten tardy.
I hope not.
How'd it go, though? Did she get out fine?
She got out fine.
Okay.
It was like, It was better than I thought it would be. Like, right. It was better than I could have imagined. And the cool thing was, with all that time, we got those 25 minutes to kind of, you know, talk and
hang out. Right.
You know, what did you do yesterday? Hey, what's that building? What's this? And so, and also, you know, she's still in a car seat. But when you get up to the line, you got to be ready to rock.
Uh-huh.
So she got out of her seat, and she was sitting in the front seat with me, which she's never done.
Right.
She thought that was really cool. So that all worked out great. And then, yeah, so we get there, and I still don't really know what the deal is because I've never done it before. I've read what you're supposed to do,
right.
But, you know. So we get up there, and she opens the door, and one of the helpful moms comes over, and I was like, hey, it's her first day of drop-off. And she goes, oh, happy, you know, first whatever, happy second day of school. And she jumps out. And is off. And I'm like, I love you.
Yeah, dog.
And she turned around, love you, daddy, and in the door.
Yeah,
and I was like, wow.
Yeah,
that
dog.
Was,
she's a big girl now.
She's ready to go.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, no, it was great. She did really good.
She had no time for you, man. She'll get there eventually. But, no, that's good stuff right there.
She did great.
Yeah, that's good stuff. But yeah, like 25, yeah, like, but, you know, it could be, you know, like me where I have to, you know, create conversations. Because they don't want to talk in the morning. Damn teenage kids. Like, good morning. Morning, Dad. Like, what's up, man? You know? Hold on one second. Because he can't take the phone to school. So he got to get all his TikTok in on the way.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you got to
What's the cutoff? When can you bring a phone to school?
No, not middle school.
Okay.
Middle school, you can't.
Good. That's a good rule.
Yeah. So
I imagine it's the same thing in elementary school.
Yeah.
I hope.
Yeah, so you got to get all his TikTok and stuff in before.
Are you watching Randy Mack highlights?
I am watching myself, Randy. I am watching myself.
How come?
I don't. It's on it. Somebody sent it to me on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's me. It's me right there.
I saw.
It's Georgia's comeback, 25 down versus Purdue. And I had the amazing touchdown catch. So yes, I'm watching myself. Yes, I am over here watching.
I was like, those jerseys don't look like the ones they wear now. Huh? What is? Oh, okay. Yeah, that looks like Randy.
Yes, I
number am, 86 yes, to the house.
Yes, I'm watching myself.
Okay. Great. Got it.
Because it's 25 days until kickoff.
Oh.
And then we were down 25-0 to Purdue.
There you go.
There it is, right.
What
there.
Year was that, Drew Brees?
Yep. Drew last year.
Good for you.
Yeah, man.
That's great. So Georgia and Washington both beat Drew Brees in his final
man.
Year. Look at that.
Y'all did
beat the hell out of him in the Rose Bowl.
Okay, that was his junior year.
Oh, it was junior year. Okay, he came back.
Yeah, that was his junior year.
Got it.
Yeah,
okay.
Because that was the bowl game right there. So that was his junior year.
That's right.
Okay.
That was okay. He did come back for his senior year, and that was the end of his senior year. All right.
Beat that ass.
Let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
All right, y'all. So I have 20% of a middle school softball schedule. So I have this Sunday's games and this Sunday's games only. But, hey, that's all we need right now. So this Sunday at 4:15 in the afternoon, we will be playing our first game of the middle school season at Norcross High School on the Norcross High School softball field. So if anybody out there wants to come check out some softball, we will play.
You said 4:15?
4:15. We'll play two games. We have 4:15, then we have another one scheduled at 5:45 right after the first one ends.
All right.
So, we got two games on Sunday kicking off the middle school season. Anybody wants to come out and support, we would greatly appreciate it. Going to be a lot of fun playing on the big field there. So, Jerry Jones not paying Micah Parsons has just set off a whole kerfuffle of layers upon layers of just people being mad at each other. So, y'all kind of mentioned this yesterday, how Jerry – so, you know, Dez comments to Micah. And then Jerry comments on the Dez situation in Roc Nation. So here's that audio of what Jerry said about his relationship with Jay-Z.
Because the agent, when we have a problem within the team and a player, I don't ever find the agent. He's nowhere to be found, okay? Jay-Z said that Micah would make all, not Micah, but that Dez would make all meetings. Jay-Z and I negotiated the contract. We spent hours negotiating the contract, Jay-Z. And he said, anybody in my organization is on time. I said, my office used to be on the street corner, and I've always been early. So they will be on time. I said, what did I sign? But I'm going to call you. Finally, he quit taking my call.
What?
I don't know.
What the hell is
so
he talking about?
Representatives from Roc Nation did come out and say that's not exactly how that whole thing went down. So then now it gets weird.
Of course. If a player's late to a meeting, I mean, am I crazy about why would that even come up?
I don't know.
Why would you call Like, if agent, you relate to a meeting when you played for the Dolphins, why in a million years would they call Drew Rosenhaus?
I don't know. I'm grown.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You're a grown man.
Yes.
Like, but I guess – so Jerry claims that Jay-Z told him that he guarantees Dez will be at these meetings, I guess.
Well, of course he did. They were trying to get a contract signed. Like, what?
Now, hey, Jay-Z, he's not been at these meetings. I'm going to need you to go ahead and bring him down here.
Now, that would be a funny phone call to hear.
Yes, he's not here.
Jerry Mr. mad at Dez
Mr.
Bryant
Z,
calling Jay-Z.
I have not seen Dez yet.
You know Jay-Z doesn't negotiate the contract.
I'm pretty sure that he does not.
Yes. Okay.
So where it gets a little bit more weird is that Nicki Minaj decides to stick her face in the whole thing, claiming that Roc Nation owes her money for a past project, all right?
Okay.
So Dez Bryant says, Nicki, leave me out of it. He actually releases a video. It's not that long. It's only like 8 seconds, so I'm not going to play that one. So Nicki, instead of leaving Dez out of the whole situation, decides to throw slander at Dez Bryant about some allegations about Dez and his mom back in the day. So then Dez decides to throw it right back with some allegations about Nicki Minaj's husband. Now Nicki Minaj has offered Dez Bryant $10 million to fight Kenneth Petty, who is her husband. Dez responds immediately with, yes, I will take your $10 million and beat your husband up in front of you.
Yeah.
We have yet to hear back from Nicki Minaj on this whole situation. But
so
Jesus,
Dez Bryant,
Jerry.
What is happening?
I don't know,
what is
man?
Wrong with people?
I don't know. I know the Nicki thing was about some hundreds of millions of dollars that Jay-Z and Roc Nation owes.
Yes.
And she went on this big-ass rant on social media. I remember that part.
Okay.
What the hell did Dez Bryant do to Nicki Minaj?
I don't know.
And Nicki
Nothing
Minaj is-
yet, apparently, but she wanted to, so, you know, there were some allegations of Dez and his mama getting into a fight back in the day. Nicki just brings that up.
Out
of, she brings that up out of nowhere.
Yeah, everybody knows about that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's public knowledge. And what Ireland said to him in the interview about his mama being, you know, whatever, whatever. You remember when doing his draft process? It was some, it was some sleazy ass stuff. But then, like, if I'm not mistaken, ain't Nicki Minaj's husband like a piece of crap?
Yes, that's what Dez Bryant brought up.
Right.
Yes. So now Nicki claps back with, okay, I'll offer you $10 million to fight
my husband.
Oh, is
he in jail?
No, he's not in jail, but he's a he's a piece of crap.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Dez will beat the dog out of him.
I think so, too. That one I would pay to
take the 10 mil.
Yeah. I would love to see a guy like that get beat up,
too. Does Nicki Minaj got 10 mil?
Sure.
Oh, I'm sure she has a lot more.
Yeah, I think so.
She probably got close to that for hosting SummerSlam, where all she
star.
Did was just come out and run around.
I was getting her and Cardi confused all the time.
I think they both have 10 mil.
Probably both. Oh, yeah, easy.
Let's see what Nicki Minaj's net worth. $150 million.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
she can afford it. Anyways, so that drama, you know, all you got to do, Jerry, is just pay the man.
He said me and Jay-Z worked. No, you did not. Jay-Z was not there. Okay? His company. The agent that represents Roc Nation was there negotiating the contract.
The amount, like, this is a wild wormhole for this to have gotten down just because Micah Parsons hasn't gotten a contract yet. Like, what's the guy's name? Kenneth Perry?
Kenneth Petty.
Kenneth Petty is now maybe going to have to fight Dez Bryant for $10 million.
Because his wife?
Because Parsons hasn't gotten a deal yet? This is crazy.
That is awful. Like, what I tell you, man, don't nobody want to see you get beat up in front of your wife.
Nah, you don't want to do that. Especially not for 10 million.
And he probably don't want to fight, so she put you in it.
Well, and does he have $10 million?
Don't think so.
You know what
Not
I mean?
That he does.
Yeah, this is crazy.
But, you know, whatever he's alleged of doing, he probably needs to get beat up by Dez Bryant.
It does. So we'll right. I didn't know anything about him until right now, but it seems like a nice punch to the nose would be good for him.
Yeah, and that might be putting it lightly. So on a lighter note, over to Dolphins training camp, where some just funny stuff is just coming out of them. So I had this one for you yesterday, but I wanted to play it anyway because it's just funny. Tyreek Hill's asked how to fix the short yarder situation on his team, and he's not really lying, if you want to be honest.
Take Devon out on third down. What? That's my honest opinion. If it's third and short, he's not a power back. I be telling him that in the locker room, but he a power back. I love Devon, though, but if I'm being honest, like, that's why you got Jalen Wright. That's why you got Ollie Gordon for those kind of situations.
What in the hell?
That's the wrong way to earn the trust back of your teammates.
It kind
of
is. But he claims that he tells them that. Devon Achane, look, we all know he's a tiny dude.
He's not a third down back.
Yeah.
He did pick up 5 of 6 third downs last year when they handed it to him.
He was very
fast. He was effective in third downs.
But I'll tell you, because I wasn't there yet. I wasn't in San Diego yet. But I remember this play because they would talk about him. I was there. They were playing the damn Baltimore Ravens, and it was a short yardage. and they thought they could trick Ray Lewis in them by running a power play with Darren Sproles. They thought, like, okay, because
they would never expect
they would never expect us to run a power with Sproles-y.
I understand why they would think that.
It's so funny. And they ran the freaking power play with Sproles, and Ray Lewis read it. And it was a wrap.
Oh, goodness.
Ray Lewis beat Darren Sproles in the hole.
Yeah, it was
man.
A wrap.
That's tough, man.
And Darren Sproles would go on to play for another team next couple of years.
It was a wrap.
Oh, man.
So here's another one on how to greet or how not to greet a head coach when a head coach comes to a press conference by the media. It's no longer a good morning anymore.
You should stand corrected. Good morning. False. Great morning. Let's go.
Why great? What makes this one great?
Because we're another day closer to death.
What the hell?
Jesus, Mike McDaniel.
What a
I guess
damn
it's a great
weirdo.
Morning because you woke up. Yes,
what a
very
damn weirdo.
Odd guy.
What a weirdo. Because we're one closer to death.
That makes it great, not good. Which he's got a kind of a point, but why? I mean, you know, I don't know.
I suppose you're looking forward to
it. If you're looking forward to dying,
I think his point was that it's great because you woke up.
Oh, I'm about to say.
Okay.
Because
if you don't wake up, you're at that day.
Right. Yeah. So you get another day.
The world needs me. I ain't ready to go yet.
No. I got a lot more living to do. Yeah. But, okay. Now, that would have been a different way to phrase it. That would have been a better way to phrase it.
Right.
Because we woke up.
Yeah. But
this is the day the Lord has made.
This man said,
let us rejoice in it.
We're one day closer to death.
And every that's day how we open our day. Press conferences these
Thanks
days.
Thanks to Jameis yesterday. That's weird, man. I don't know. It's one of those things where you can't really be weird like that and lose.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
100%.
That is a fantastic point.
It's all cute. It's all cute and fun and outside the box when they're scoring 70 on Denver.
It was quirky when he first got there, right? Oh, look at this guy.
Quirky becomes dorky real fast, man, when you start losing football games.
He's so funny. The hell out of here.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I don't foresee a good fall for the Miami Dolphins. I think it's going to be a rough season this year for those guys. All right. Thank you, Bo. We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your Fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.